technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. By the way, I want to thank everybody that not only prayfully supports us, but prays for us. Prays for our health and our preservation of our independence and our ability to continue broadcasting and getting it on more and more platforms. Pray that we are able to serve you better with new technology and new supplements and new abilities to help you. And pray that we get great guests on regularly, like Cody Snodgrass, the brave, believing Christian Cody Snodgrass, who is a CIA munitions expert, who turned down an offer of $500,000 to blow up the Alpha P. Murrah building and refused it. And later, of course, we went on John B. Wells' show in December of 2017. They tried to properly kill him in Colorado. And then when he came on my show last spring, 2018, they tried again. And, of course, he didn't succeed. Of course, he has supernatural protection. He has had his own near-death experiences. So Cody works with your friend in Europe and recently did a lot of shows with him overseas by phone connection. And, of course, sometimes you've had to use his website as a primary platform because you had so many attacks. What's your friend's name in Europe, and how do they go to his website?
Yeah, it's Ole Domegaard. He's been a researcher for 35 years, and the website we have in Europe is lightonconspiracies.com. And we just did an interview over there in Gothenburg. It was around 11 o'clock Mountain Time, but which is, you know, like 7 or 8 o'clock over there. But we're doing another one in Copenhagen tomorrow. So we've been getting a lot of audiences that they're having to close the doors and turn people away. So he just told me this morning we did one in Stockholm, Sweden 2 days ago, and it was like standing room only in there, and there's a big awakening going on. He said, don't get discouraged, but over in Europe there's a lot of young people and a lot of people seeking the truth. They're tired of the mainstream media, and you know, they need to listen to shows like yours and his and
exactly. That's why I want to popularize this show. Now, when you went on audio, did they broadcast the audio to the audience that were actually standing or sitting in these rooms in these different countries?
Yeah, and what happens is, like today, you know, I'm part Cherokee Indian. I'm mostly white, but part Cherokee, and I know I speak a little bit of the Cherokee language. So he asked me to do a prayer at the end of the thing, ceremony there, the talk, and I did my Cherokee prayer, and then I translated it in English form, and I asked the audience how many people got, you know, the spirit chills, the chills down their back, you know, and several people in the audience raised their hands. And so it was good to have a spiritual connection with our brothers and sisters in Europe, you know, halfway around the world. That's why I think I'm drawn to you, Dr. Bill, and your show, and a lot of the great guests you have. We're all trying to fight for the light and bring the truth in a darkening world.
We're the chorus of truth and light, aren't we? And of course, we're like a bunch of birds chirping in God's chorus to try to get the word out to people. Because, you see, God said, before the great and terrible day, I will send a famine of the word. Now, I don't always agree with people like Alex Jones in terms of some of his conclusions, but I think it's very important that he have his platform. And now that they've also silenced Paul Joseph Watson, I think is an obscenity. I've had my own attacks against my show by multiple levels, including on some of the networks I was on previously. What I want people to understand is the most important thing is we can bring up issues and we can dialogue. For example, I've tried recently to dialogue with Bernie Sanders Claus. I'd like to dialogue with Biden or AOC or Ilhan Omar, this Muslim, because I believe once you bring up the light of truth, logic, and good questions, the evil and ignorance are not the opposite of the truth, they're the absence of it. People don't know that, do they? They don't realize that evil can only exist when there's no light. When the light of truth is there, evil cannot exist, right?
You know, that's a great point, Dr. Bill. One way we say it overseas is, light is light and darkness is merely the absence of it. So
exactly. It's not the opposite of it, it's the absence of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that's what I want people to understand this. People say, well, what makes you different? I say, well, think of everybody as like a little lotus flower in your soul, okay? And that lotus flower can open, and you have what's called astral or spirit eyes and ears to hear and see. And the bomb that God puts on you, if you have a near-death experience, he opens up your astral or your spirit eyes so you're changed. Over the probably 5,000-plus people I've resuscitated, I've had hundreds of experiences where I've had with people who were completely transformed by the near-death experience. They became completely different people. I'll give you one story today, and I want to hear your response to it. I had a gentleman, well, I was working in the emergency department back in the 1970s at the Victoria General, and the senior resident cracked his chest, and we got tired trying to massage this guy's heart who had gone into full cardiac arrest. So he hauled me over because he figured I looked like I was well fit. So I'm there massaging this guy's heart with gloves up to my elbows. And all of a sudden he screamed like, "Get me out of hell, I'm burning in hell." And of course, he did come back. We got him saved and we got him up on the floor and we put staples across his chest after we had split his sternum. And at this time he had talked to his pastor. He had got peace with God and dealt with his own, we call sin issues. And we got a code blue call. He was in ventricular tachycardia in his room. So we got called, and me and Spencer McCleave, another medical student, and many residents and the cardiologist all arrived there. And he was cognitive enough. He said, "Leave me alone. My family are here waiting." In other words, he could actually see his angels of his family actually coming to get him and to bring him back home to heaven, right? And at this time, he was no longer burning in hell. He was actually at peace with God. So all of a sudden, you could see a flash of light in the room, and all of a sudden, the cardiac monitor went flat. You know how it does in the movie theaters, right?
Yeah.
And Spencer, of course, was an atheist. His brother was a Baha'u'llah. In fact, I went to one of his little Baha'i ceremonies, which is based at a church out of Haifa, Israel. These people are Baha'i. And so I asked Spencer, I said, "What do you think of that?" I said, and he could see the big flashlight. Everybody, there was like a dozen people in the room, standing there like dummies. Well, this guy said, "Leave me alone. You know, don't try to resuscitate me. I'm ready to go." And when the big flash happened, you see, the thing is, I could see these relatives because I have second sight. Now, people say, "You're a deagle, you're crazy." I said, "Look, the very first time I worked in the emergency room, the head of the emergency department said, 'Hey, deagle, you're one of us.' 'What do you mean you're one of us?" And I said, "So you got this really big aura. I haven't seen one like yours." I said, "What the hell's an aura?" I didn't know. It was in the mid-1970s. And he says, "No," he said, "I said, now, when we resuscitate people, because this is a really big hospital, regional hospital, if they stay in the room, if you just know they're in the room, they're probably going to make it, you know, whether they're bleeding from a gunshot wound or cardiac arrest or stroke or whatever. But if they leave, you know they're going to die." So at the end of the day, and we had some of these really crazy cases, so I was there, you know, I'm a very aggressive medical student. My nickname was Dr. Wild Bill. I kicked aside the senior resident in orthopedic surgery and did 40 total hips before I even graduated medical school in 77. Okay? So I'm not exactly Mr. Passive. So at the end, they said, "Well, man, you were cool. You stayed relaxed, right through the whole thing. Why is that?" He said, "Because they stayed in the room." He said, "Deagle, what do you mean they stayed in the room?" He said, "Well, I telepathically talked to them. I could see them right there. And they're waiting while we're actually resuscitating on their body." "Holy crap," he said to Deagle. I said, "Nobody knows that. You're the first one I've ever heard that, but we just kind of intuitively know." And he said, "About 20% of us doctors, nurses, and surgeons all are like this. We don't want to talk about it because we'll be thought we're nuts. You know, when I talk about it now, people say, 'Well, why do you talk about it, Deagle?' I said, 'I don't care if people think I'm nuts. I'm going to tell them the whole truth.' Now, when you died, you had near-death experiences. It transformed you too, didn't it?"
"Absolutely, 100%. Yes, sir.
It opened up your astral eyes. You started getting what I call a vision of eternity. Now, on the last hour, I had Dave Rubin on. And I don't know if Dave understands this or even Jews, but even when the Jews didn't believe the book, and they have gone apostate and developed some things like belief in the Sefer Zira and the Talmud of Babylon, which is a writings of rabbis during the times when they're for 13 centuries in Babylon. But they're still the keepers of the book. And the book basically is written with a little jot or tittle changed by the Pentateuch written by Moses, my ancient ancestor, and literally dictated by God. Now, what God basically is saying, my ways are higher than your ways in the book of Job, but what he's really saying is, I am the essence of eternality. See, people don't understand the eternal one exists in our infinite past and our infinite future. He occurs in every molecule in your body. He occurs in every universe, in every galaxy in the universe. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And what he's trying to do to us is actually transform us into eternal beings like him. He's actually, in a sense, basically, he's making us, we're almost like in a spiritual uterus right now. We don't realize we're actually like little ones, fetus, as we call them, or little ones in Latin. I've actually changed that name, by the way, to weebily. In other words, the little ones in utero after they're conceived are human beings. They're the wee beings that are alive. Weebily. Do you like that? Instead of the elderly, I call them the weebily.
Right.
It's stupid way of making up silly words to try to explain. That's why when I'm trying to get on Terry Collins from the Alabama legislature to pass their bill, and the Texas legislature just passed their bill, which significantly restricted abortion in many different ways. You can't use sex selection or you know, pre-birth defects and so on that are not lethal and so on. And many other things. You can't do late-term abortion. So what people don't understand is there are many different attacks against the human race. One of them is attacks against maleness. We're going to discuss that in hour three with Stefan Arnaio, the idea that they want to attack maleness because they want to get rid of the family. But the only sacred institution is the family. And the building block of the family is based on the combination of the protective covering of the male. And the male is like an archetype of God. He provides, when you believe in the Bible and you pray to God and he gives you inspiration, the maleness of the father, that's why they refer to him as Father God, although he's not, doesn't have sex. Father God is like a human father protecting the family. And what people don't understand, that maleness in the sense of the male-type attributes of God who isn't sex, although Jesus, of course, was a male, people don't understand that maleness is the essence of why they were trying to destroy families by getting rid of the maleness of society, because men protect the family. Women are the center of the family. They're like the center, roots of the family. But without the maleness there, you don't have protectors to protect your civilization, to protect the family, to keep boys from becoming criminals or gang members. So what I see happening here is very profound. Now, when you talk to about these people in Stockholm and these other places, what are the prayers that seem to be opening up to them? What issues are opening up? Because their societies have gone so far left and socialist now and godless. They're basically now in a state of hopelessness, aren't they?
Yes, but there is a deeper spiritual stirring, going on. The forces of light, are coming to the earth spiritually and stirring people, and they're waking up out of their mind control and their slumbers that they're in, whatever country they're in, and their conditioning and their social conditioning. And a lot of people have to have a shock like I did, or like that guy you talked about, the story you had in the ER room.
Right.
Some people are having these shocks and these near-death experiences, and then they see the higher world, the bigger world, and then they're still in their body on Earth so they can do some type of spiritual mission. And that kind of thing is going on all around the world right now. The forces of light are turning up the censorship and all the propaganda and the deceit and the false flag operations, and then the forces of light are stirring, and they're all seeking truth and all, so there's this clash going on.
Right. Now, that clash is getting more and more obvious. They're not even really trying to hide it very well. In fact, what you see is the mask. It's almost like, you remember that ceremony they have that they do in Italy and they do in South America and so on, they call it Carnival, where they all wear masks?
Yeah.
The Carnival masks are coming off, aren't they? The dark side aren't even being prettying it up. We see that with the Democratic candidates. They're not being pretty about the ugliness of their agenda, are they?
No, it's becoming more transparent. And the veils seem to be thinning, too, between the higher dimensional realms and then the third D here on the Earth.
Yeah, and now, why is that? Okay, the reason is because we're real close. Now, I know we have people like Mayor David Rubin of Shiloh, Israel, and he wrote his book called Trump and the Jews, but people don't understand. A tiny minority of Jews, like my good friend Josh Bernstein, are what we call believing Jews, that believe in the Pentateuch and the Bible and the original ideas. But many of the Jews are either agnostics, atheists, or plain globalists. And what's going on is God's going to clean them up. It says in the book of Psalms that one-third will view the one they have pierced, i.e. Yeshua, when he returns, and they will turn back to the truth. That's coming, isn't it? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
There's a
bunch of issues that are brewing right now, but I think the most important thing people understand is what I'm trying to teach people is that the nature of what they see as their world is very different than the reality. The reality is far more beautiful and scary, more empowering and more enslaving than people realize. For example, a lot of people say, well, who do you think you are? Digga, look, I don't know everything. I got a bunch of 3x5 cards God's given me that are thus saith the Lord. The rest is speculation based on very good information, intel sources, etc. But they have to understand, I will declare what is thus saith the Lord and what isn't. Now, I wrote 2 books that were dictated to me back many, many years ago now, before I traveled in 1999, 20 years ago, with the Prophecy Club. And I had them, they actually printed up around 156,000 copies of Clay and Iron and 147,000 copies of Abortion to Armageddon. Now, we know that the Democratic Party are not just gone far left, they're into infanticide. In fact, I saw this black congressperson or state legislative person on a video clip, and I couldn't believe it when I saw it first on Fox, but I watched it again. He said, we can kill him now or we can kill him later. People don't understand. Abortion is murder. I mean, it's not just like, oh, we're taking a bunch of cells and scraping them out. No, it's a baby. That's why this movie Unplanned and the movie about Gosling, this guy that was murdering babies right up to the moment of delivery, he's in prison for the rest of his days. The state law that was passed now in Alabama, the one in Texas, is basically if you're an abortionist, you're going to jail for decades, if not your whole life. And what people don't understand, the attack on the family isn't just an attack to kill the unborn, it's to actually get rid of maleness. It's to feminize women so they become aggressive like males, and they abort their babies and can't even bond to their husband or their children because their ability to create the bonding hormones, oxytocin, has been blunted by the trauma of their abortion that they had previously. Maybe they can't even get pregnant, or if they do, they're going to have complications like Asherman syndrome or an abnormal placement of the placenta, so they're likely to have more likelihood of a traumatic bleed where they and the baby can both die. But people don't understand this is part of the agenda. Eventually, these women and men that are supporting abortion don't understand the state want eventually to take away the idea of it wants to take away the right to even have pregnancy. So wild reproduction is actually in danger now. And I don't think the left understands this. They don't see the end from the beginning, do they? The Bible does. The Bible says it very clearly. That's why the Bible isn't a very nice book. I mean, I've declared that when I travel to talk to churches, and they have to agree with this, the Bible is a set of indictments. It's an autopsy report. And it's a set of condemnations as to why you receive judgment and the ultimate penalty, which is not only physical but spiritual death. It's also a sign of those who have turned back to God, even have done great crimes like King David killed Uriah to get his wife by putting him in the front of the battle area. And so God not only made him the king of his kingdom, but because he had committed sin, he did get a judgment which occurred with his son, that he would break the kingdom into parts after the rise of his son, who became an apostate and had over 700 wives, are all into paganism. So that's why all the high-level Masons revere the son of David as one of their head high-level Masons or Druids that actually runs the world for Satan. People don't get this. They don't understand that the definition of evil is to do what right in your own eyes. When we listen to Nancy Pelosi or the Democrats, these people are so twisted, they think probably that what they're doing is right. And they'll repeat mantras, even if the evidence right in their face is actually telling the opposite, that Trump did not collude with the Russians. Number two, he's not guilty of obstruction. When you falsely accuse somebody and they're upset about it, what do you think is going to happen, especially when it's proven they weren't guilty? It's an obscenity, isn't it?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, Dr. Bill. What do you think... You know, in Georgia, they just passed a law, if there's a heartbeat in the fetus, then you cannot have an abortion. But what do you think are the long-reaching spiritual aspects? Like, if a woman has a late-term abortion, for instance, what are the spiritual aspects to both the woman, the mother, and then the fetus that is basically terminated or murdered? What's the spiritual angles on both those?
Well, the first thing that happens is the baby gets to grow up in heaven. And one of the visions God gave me, which is very clear, and he repeated it over the years, is that when I, in a sense, died in my dream, I went to heaven, and babies that were aborted greeted me in heaven as, you know, children and as young adults. Number two, people need to realize that the woman primarily does these things mostly out of ignorance, but when she's aware of it and she hears the whole truth, she actually repents. And a lot of time, it doesn't strike women until they become sterile and they're now postmenopausal and they can't have more kids. Or they've had a child with a birth defect or a Down syndrome or something else later, when they realize that they aborted a child that may have been healthy beforehand. I think that what people don't understand is that, and this is something God explained to me, that aborting a baby is like running up to God and sticking a needle in his eye, if you could do that. It's one of the most vile things you can do to the Creator, is to destroy his potential children, because God's going to bring back what's called the rapture. And when I hear knucklehead Christians that don't understand this, and you see, this is not Dr. Deagle's opinion. This is thus saith the Lord, so it's not open to opinion. The rapture is to take evil out. If you actually have an Aramaic Bible, which I have, and you actually steal to go word by word, the rapture is to take those that are evil and hand their soul into their body into the Valley of Gehenna. So what I see is going to happen is our society is literally asking God to turn America into an ash heap with a nuclear war. States, for example, like New York State that are pushing this dramatically into the state of Virginia that almost passed it by only one vote. These states basically, if there is a destruction coming, say, for North Korea or Russia or China down the road from Venezuela, let's say, Laurentian Island, God's going to make certain that the states have passed laws that are pro-murder or try to soften it. For example, even the heartbeat bills, and I had on my experts on the last few weeks about that, I don't agree with the heartbeat bill. Once you're conceived, you're a human being. And the idea of trying to make an excuse or give exceptions, so and what about the health of the mother or the mental health or whatever? Listen, if you're an abortionist and you're in the abortion industry, you're always going to find excuses. We couldn't detect the heart. The mother was very distressed. She had this and this and this wrong. And doctors will create all kinds of BS to justify doing an abortion. I remember when I was recruited as a medical student in resident, and how they would make all kinds of excuses when they say it wasn't a late-term abortion, it was like up to 20 weeks when they lied on the paperwork. So I think unless you have a bill that's absolute to say all abortion is murder, and anybody doing it is a murderer, it's that straightforward. And if you use a heartbeat bill or anything else that's an excuse, the abortionists will always find a way of killing at least some babies, if not most of the babies. So I don't believe in, and if you look at all the money that churches and Christians have gathered over the past 40-some years, since Roe versus Wade, 45 years, which is half of a $1 billion in money that was contributed by Christians to try to stop things. And you have to understand, if you look at Blackmun, which is going to come out in the movie Roe versus Wade, the abortion was put forward by Republicans by lie. They didn't look at ultrasound, which was the nascent form of ultrasound was being developed at the time. A few years later, I was trained in 1976, and Roe versus Wade came in 1973. I was one of the first medical students trained in ultrasound under Dr. McMillan, and we were doing joint research with Harvard University in Boston. What people realize, if they looked at the actual nature of the fetus, just like this movie Unplanned, where they did an ultrasound after 8 years, and this woman saw the ultrasound of the live baby, probably playing with its toes and sucking its thumb in utero, and realized this child was going to have their arms and legs limbed and their head ripped off. This is a case of vile murder. For anybody to say it's anything less than that, or you can say, well, we couldn't detect a heartbeat, so therefore we killed the baby, is just vile. And there is an end to this. Now, even if God doesn't bring judgment, which he will be, he's going to allow our own evil natures to allow us to eventually have a nuclear war in most of the United States. If we continue to tempt God, we'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. But he's also allowing for judgment to occur simply if you lose the right to even reproduce, and you can only do it if the state agrees that you actually are agreeing enough for the state, just like the People's Republican Army, and you're raided. Let's say 20 years or 30 years from now, it's now Blade Runner time. It's now, right now, said 2019 is 2049. It's Blade Runner time. The state of America, I'm going to call it a communist America, which is godless now, has stated that it's against the law to have a wild reproduction. And you can only reproduce if you actually are licensed by the state. And they can either take your ovaries and sperm, or they can actually do a punch biopsy and convert and make ovaries and sperm with your tests. They can make a hybrid if you're, you know, a gay couple, male or female. Or they make a genetically engineered upgrade by inserting genes from different phyla, species, and genera if you want to make your child a superhuman. People say, oh, this can't happen. I say, you know what? You're an idiot. They tried to recruit me to do this 41 years ago at UCLA. Some people want to argue with Dr. Deagle. That's why I get very few callers willing or stupid enough to argue. Now, if they want to ask questions, I'll respond to them. But I'm not Mr. Passive. I don't have people to come on my show and do a monologue. I want a dialogue. That's why I'd like you to ask the toughest questions you can think of, Cody, because I'm the answer man. You ask me a question, and I'm going to give you an answer, biblical or otherwise, that will shock the hell out of you or just release you from a prison of ignorance. I want to release the prisoners. I want them out of the prison of bad ideas.
Yeah, Dr. Bill, do you see a time in the United States where the Roe v. Wade decision, the Supreme Court decision, may be challenged and overturned?
Yes. In fact, I think it'll happen in the second term of Donald Trump. We don't even hear any stories at all that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and by the way, I changed the name from Bader to Gator, like alligator, because she's the first Supreme Court activist judge that's been in operation for like 47 years. We haven't heard a word from her. She's got terminal cancer. She's refused to do any more therapy. She may already be dead, or if not, she's close as hell to death. And the Coney Barrett, which is the most likely female candidate to replace her, is a seven-time mother, a legal genius, and she's a Catholic. And by the way, the Catholics are much more pro-life than most Protestants. I found this out the hard way.
Yeah.
I had the phone slammed down on my ear so many times by trying to go to Protestant churches. The Catholics were far more pro-life. And the most pro-life, which is disgusting, are Muslims. If you're an abortionist and they catch you in Saudi Arabia or a Muslim country, they cut off your hands first. As you're bleeding to death, they chop off your head before Friday morning prayers. They don't tolerate it. And that's the reason why Islam, even though it's a vile or a pseudo-religion, does two things that respect God's law. It respects the family, and it respects the unborn. And despite the fact it's a mind-control system right out of the pit of hell, because it respects God's law, God lets it prosper to become a judgment on the non-believing, non-Christian, pseudo-Christian, pseudo-Jewish, pseudo-Republican world where the rights come from the Creator God world that's going to receive judgment. You know, people don't get this. You know, sometimes, and I'm in the process of starting to work on my books that God told me I'm going to have to release, probably in the second term of Donald Trump. Now, next month, after Ramadan, Jared Kushner is going to release his peace accord regarding the peace in the Middle East. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear this, but, you know, people can have all kinds of good intentions, but the road to hell is paved by good intentions, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'd like you to ask the toughest questions you can think of, because I'm sure you've got good ones. You're a smart guy. But believe it or not, if I don't have the answer, God does. And he'll tell me, and I'll tell you.
I don't know how much time we have before the break, but I'd like to ask a couple of questions about this near-death experience, because I know you've had one, and I've had one.
I had more than one. I had one at birth at 8.5, and I had another near one 5 years ago where I almost perished.
Yeah, and I was wondering about, you know, more of the medical or scientific things with spirit and how it transforms in and out of the body. You know, Jesus left his body on the cross, and then they had the resurrection, you know, but how does that process work? I mean, there's got to be a scientific underpinning, not just a cult or religious mysticism, of how, you know, the spirit leaves. Because I floated over my body in the ER room, and then I went back in it.
Yeah, I can explain that. When we come back, I'll give you an explanation of that.
Yeah.
Back.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer,
lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Cody,
You mentioned on the break here something about the squid. I want you to kind of use that explanation as a march up toward my answer toward your question. But what is the connection between the physical body and the soul, and how does it work?
Right, and the Russians did some research on a squid. It's a superconducting quantum interference detector, and it uses cryogenic. It cools down sensors, and they can pick up pico-Gauss measurements or changes in the magnetic field, which is a millionth of Gauss. And they hooked it up around people's heads, and they had yogis and psychics and mystics and remote viewers, and whenever their spirits went out of their body or they went to a higher state of consciousness, they mapped it out using parallel computing processing algorithms in 3D, and there was a magnetic field change around the pineal gland, and it looked like a sausage through a donut, which is a tube torus. And in Einstein's theory of general relativity, that is a wormhole. And the theory, at least, was that the spirit in our bodies, in our 3D bodies, is multidimensional, and it can go through this portal or this wormhole, like a gateway, to the higher realms of consciousness. And I think that's what happened when I died in the hospital. But I wanted you to explain to the listeners and to me what you know about this process. There's a physical process between spirit and the body.
I'll explain it. First, I'm going to give a bit of a story. When I was 8 and a half, I had a bad tonsillitis. I used to play in storm drains, so I was a kid with bad tonsillitis at 8 and a half. A French surgeon decided at the Colchester County Hospital in Toronto, Nova Scotia, to do a tonsillectomy with a guillotine-style device. And when he pulled my tonsil forward with tongs to cut it off, he cut an artery in my neck, and I bled to death. Now, I remember floating up over the operating room table, looking down, seeing a little boy bleeding with blood spurting everywhere. I could see the Johnny shirt on him when he was on the operating table getting his tonsillectomy after they put the ether mask on him. I remember trying to walk around talking to the doctors and nurses. They wouldn't answer me, so I got frustrated. As I went toward the operating room doors, I turned right. I could see the nursery with all the babies there, and all of a sudden, it was like a chorus. One baby started crying, they all. And all of a sudden, everything went inky black, and it felt like I was being pushed, squeezed through a pinhole. And all of a sudden, I was in this dark pinhole, and there were intersecting crimson lines creating a tunnel, and I was going so fast, I thought my arms and legs were going to get pulled off. And I cried out to God. And all of a sudden, the thing decelerated, and I'm in this clouds. And as I say, where am I? As soon as I said that, a chasm occurred in the clouds, just like an ice chasm, and Yeshua Jesus was on the opposite side. A very tall man. I'd say he's over 6 foot tall. Olive-colored skin, reddish hair, just like a Viking. Beard pulled out in chunks and in vertical marks in his forehead. And he actually, in his forehead, had a cross mark, like a vertical and horizontal line, like the cross in the Bible, right? And a very high forehead. And a very long face, big cheekbones, huge muscles and arms and hands, like you can tell he was a carpenter, right? And he had a white tunic on with a double-corded belt and a big broad-colded sash in the middle. And he had sandals on that were like sandals, but they shone like brass. And when I went to cross the little wooden bridge which appeared between he existed, he said, "Don't cross." And he said, "Because the silver cord will break." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I'll bring it into your imagination." And he explained to me, it was the cord of living waters, was what he called it, that connects you to your pineal gland, he told me, to the physical world. Now, he explained to me, now you have to understand, I learned quantum mechanics from Jesus when I was 8 and a half in heaven. That's why when I ran my aptitude tests in grade 11, which is years later, I beat people who even had a master's in physics to get a PhD scholarship to go to MIT in nuclear physics, because God taught me when I was dead or near death in heaven what quantum mechanics was. And he explained to me that the pineal gland has magnetite. Now, magnetite is an element, iron, that's actually made in a star with a supernova explosion. People don't realize all the iron in our star and our bodies and our iron sea boats and whatever was actually created when a star exploded. Did you know that?
Right.
Now, you're a chemist, so you understand that. Now, most people don't know that. Now, magnetite's interesting because what it does is actually what's called a phonon maser tunnel into the hyperdimensional space of the negentropic world, the world of consciousness. And so there's literally, as you mentioned, it creates a tube-like wormhole to the world of negentropy or consciousness that literally imprints on the physical world order out of the chaos. So when you hear the word order out of the chaos, which sounds Masonic, it's actually the world of consciousness. Now, when you cross that realm from the world of consciousness into the physical realm, Everything's reversed. It's like through the looking glass with Alice in Wonderland. Everything's reversed and positional, like left and right side and whatever, but also sound. So, for example, the voice of the spirit that speaks in the spirit world is actually reversed in the physical. So when someone speaks, their soul can be speaking at the same time. So when you do a reverse speech, their soul's actually speaking, and it's embedded in reverse in their physical speech. So I know how to not only extract that, we call spirit's words, but also to amplify them in a radionic amplifier trillions of times or more. Okay, I can do that. I'm working on a project right now I call a prayer wheel amplifier. So it basically would have people submit their prayers. It would gather them prayers like a horn of plenty, and then broadcast them out to the world of the physical world, to the souls of every living being. Because people, see, are not convinced by a good argument or a good song or even poem. They may be temporarily kind of tweaked to think, hey, maybe I should listen to them. But unless their worldviews change on a hyperdimensional level, meaning a spirit level of consciousness, they don't change their behavior. That's why a near-death experience is so much more profound, because you get a different change of the worldview. So basically the magnetite, which is actually from a supernova in the star, allows your soul to connect to the physical body. Isn't that interesting?
That's amazing, because there has to be...
It's the magnetite particles in your pineal. And your pineal gland, by the way, is a single organ. And it was intuitives in the Catholic Church over 1,000 years ago that knew this. The only single organ in the brain is actually the pineal gland, and it connects to the cord of living waters. It's also the pineal is the master to the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, and it also has with things, and God told me this, which nobody else knows but I do, the caudate and putamen nuclei in the base of the brain are what's called phonon maser generators. They actually generate the holographic signal how to build you. So your actual brain generates a holographic signal almost like a projector with a big screen TV, where it's not on a screen, it's actually projected on a wall or on a screen. Your connective tissues and your myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fibers carry the phonon maser signal, how to build your right hand, your left hand, your prostate gland, your feet, whatever, your eyeballs, your teeth. That signal is actually sent as a holographic signal from the caudate and putamen nucleus in the base of your brain under the control of your pineal gland. Is that cool or what? So it's a projector.
Let me ask one question. The pineal gland, then, from this viewpoint, could be seen as the intersection point between the higher dimensional spiritual body and then the lower 3D consciousness we have in our
absolutely,
brain.
Absolutely. Now, what's happened to someone like me or you that had near death, what's happened is a portion of us is now open like a lotus flower, so we are, in a sense, we are, part of us remains in what's called the hyperdimensional world of consciousness, and that world of consciousness connects to the eternal world. So I'm not just a temporal being, Dr. Bill Deagle, of 67 plus years of age. I'm also an eternal being that's still living in the world of the physical. Now, when Jesus was resurrected, he came back as an eternal being. So he had an eternal body that could eat food or be hugged or talk to people or shake hands. But he also had an eternal body that couldn't decay. So what he was done is he was transformed to so that eternality and temporality could coexist. That's what God wants to do to the human race. He wants us to become raised so that, as it says in the Bible, the destiny of the human race is to be higher than the angels. No, the only thing higher than the angels is God. So he wants us to be the children of God, incapable of evil, because our wills are completely fused to the will of the Creator God in eternality, and incapable of doing evil. And therefore, as Jesus said, when I went there, there's no past or future. Everything is now. So when God told me, and he explained this to me when I was in heaven, he can not only, there's experience, but there's no time. And God can not only change your future that you had on earth, but he can also change your past. People don't find that possible, but the fact is, your past is simply almost like a trace on a video game, and God can change the trace in the video game so that your past... Yeah, a physical existence doesn't have to be conformed to what it was in terms of your sinful nature or the things that people did to you. So basically, God can change the past and the future.
Could that be summed down into, the biblical saying to have one foot in the physical world and then one foot in the other world, the spiritual world? is that
anybody who's saved walks with God.
Right.
Now, you may not be a perfect person. I'm not perfect. I can screw up. But I repent. And I know I've screwed up, and I own it. And God says, okay, here's what I'm going to do, Deagle, to fix you. Now, if you don't cooperate with God, he has a way of getting it. For example, sometimes I ask God, why do I suffer, God? Give me a real clear answer. All your suffering is for my glory. So when you had a near-death experience where I nearly died or nearly died back 3 months ago when I got sick and got really ill, as I was transitioning from Genesis to my own network, and God resurrected me with my resurrection technology, which I have. What God was saying is, you're suffering for my glory. And if you can accept that, you understand even our resistance on earth or people spitting on us or persecuting us physically or professionally is all to God's glory, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's when you accept that that God can actually get that spirit words out to people. Because when I'm speaking right now, I'm not just saying physical words. If you could take my reverse speech, you would hear in reverse words speaking to the people's souls, words that their physical mind can't understand, but their soul hears.
And see, that's what happened over in Gothenburg in Europe today.
Right.
When I read those Cherokee prayers, even though those people did not understand the ancient Cherokee in language, their spirits did. That's why they got the chills all down their backs and stuff.
Exactly. Do you know why you spoke spirit words of intention fields to their soul? That's why the most powerful thing you can do on earth is prayer.
Yes.
And speaking God's words, spirit words, not just trying to give a good argument or explain data. I have this document, I got that document, I got videos, I got pictures. Those are all speaking to the left or the right brain of the human mind. It's when you speak spirit words, it's a totally different deal, isn't it?
Right? It is. And you know, when after I had that so-called auto accident, which was really a hit, that was December 21st, 2017.
Right.
We were on the Hagman and Hagman show. They called me for a show. They said, Cody, we've got over 600 emails from 75 countries wondering how you are. And so we show about it. And they said, what do you need? Do you need donations? Do you need financial stuff? What do you need the most? And I told them, I said, what we need the most is prayers.
Right. Because now, what I'm asking for right now, and I'm going to say a prayer to pray not only for you and I, because we're the tip of the spear spiritually. And you know, most people, including I have relatives that don't want to accept who I am. Now, I'm not the most wonderful person on earth. I mean, even when I talk to Jerry McLaughlin, he said, you know, you talk over your guests, you don't let them talk as much, I don't know if I want to have them come on your show, etc., etc., etc. I said, look, I don't believe in a monologue. I want a dialogue because I want to bring out the truth. I want to bring out the best of people. I want to bring out truth that doesn't just make people's their health better. I want to make our nation survive. I don't want 2 centuries from now, if there's a surviving population on earth, to think when you spoke about America that they think it's a legend that never existed. And America is becoming not only so good but so evil in the world that it is the center of the New World Order. It's not a peripheral part. It is the New World Order is America. Also, the salvation of Israel and the salvation of people on earth is America. It has both dualities. And whether what we decide today and what we decide whether you want to accept the truth, we look at Donald Trump, he's both probably potentially the best pre-Christian and the best president we've ever had, right back from even the foundation of America. But on the other hand, he's bringing forth with Jared Kushner next month after Ramadan the peace accord, which may be the abomination that desolates. Now, although he's a Mashiach on this half shekel with King Cyrus of Persia, which we had Mayor David Rubin on, he's putting Israel and America in a position where Israel is very pro-abortion. America is very pro-abortion with Roe versus Wade. And the battle lines are drawn. If the Democrats, like all the demon rats, get in, they will push abortion to the point where eventually women will not be allowed to get pregnant. Wild reproduction will be gone in a decade or two. That's how bad things are.